Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network. I'm Roger Hunt. The reading is from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 6, verses 1 through 7. In those days when the disciples were increasing in number, the Hellenists murmured against the Hebrews because their widows were neglected in the daily distribution. And the 12 summoned the body of the disciples and said, "It is not right that we should give up preaching the word of God to serve tables. Therefore, brethren, pick out from among you 7 men of good repute, full of the Spirit and of wisdom, whom we may appoint to this duty. But we will devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word." And what they said pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicolaus, a proselyte of Antioch. These they set before the apostles, and they prayed and laid their hands upon them, and the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem. Today's Gospel is according to St. Mark, chapter 15, verses 43 through 47, and chapter 16, verses 1 through 8. At that time, Joseph of Arimathea, a respected member of the council, who was also himself looking for the kingdom of God, took courage and went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. And Pilate wondered if he were already dead. And summoning the centurion, he asked him whether he was already dead. And when he learned from the centurion that he was dead, he granted the body to Joseph. And he brought a linen shroud, and taking him down, wrapped him in the linen shroud, and laid him in a tomb which had been hewn out of the rock. And he rolled a stone against the door of the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of Joseph saw where he was laid. And when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week they went to the tomb where the sun had risen. And they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the door of the tomb?" And looking up, they saw that the stone was rolled back, for it was very large. And entering the tomb they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe. And they were amazed. And he said to them, "Do not be amazed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, as he told you." And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had come upon them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. On this day, the 15th of May, we commemorate the myrrh-bearing women. About the beginning of his 32nd year, when the Lord Jesus was going throughout Galilee preaching and working miracles, many women who had received of his beneficence left their own homeland and from then on followed after him. They ministered unto him out of their own possessions, even until his crucifixion and entombment. And afterwards, neither losing faith in him after his death, nor fearing the wrath of the Jewish rulers, they came to the sepulchre bearing the myrrh oils they had prepared to anoint his body. It is because of the myrrh oils that these God-loving women brought to the tomb of Jesus that they are called the myrrh-bearers. Of those whose names are known are the following. First of all, the Most Holy Virgin Mary, who in Matthew and Mark is called the mother of James and Joseph. These are the sons of Joseph by a previous marriage, and she was therefore their stepmother. Mary Magdalene, Mary the wife of Clopas, Joanna wife of Chousa, and a steward of Herod Antipas. Salome, the mother of the sons of Zebedee, Mary and Martha, the sisters of Lazarus, and Susanna. As for the names of the rest of them, the evangelists have kept silence. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and lives of the saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's online chapel initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to readings and remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.